This is Cabana Man Dan, and we're making a splash on Wrestling Cheers today.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to a bonus episode of Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when you live in Alabama. And I am your host. I am Heavy Set. This is Wrestling Cheers, where we like to talk about things going on in the Northeast about independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. Wrestling Cheers, we're brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean. Wrestling Cheers, that Podbean. .com, and you can find us on all of your social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com, and we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Like I said, this is a special bonus episode, a interview episode that actually was recorded like 2 months ago, over 2 months ago at this point. And it is with none other than Cabana Man Dan. Now, a lot's gone on since, you know, this interview was recorded. This was recorded when I was down in Tennessee. And this got bumped because of a scheduling conflict. And the original idea that this episode was going to get released this coming Thursday. Well, AIW announced WrestleRave, and that really threw a big curveball into my plans. So this is now a bonus episode. So, and it's a huge apology I like to give out to Cabana Man Dan for holding. I don't like holding on interviews for too long. Like, I have another one saved that I'm going to release some point. It's probably going to be another bonus episode, which cool. But this is, on top of it being a bonus episode, it's actually a shorter episode, as this is how things went down when I was down for Southern Underground Pro. We got to the venue, and when we had time, like it took a little bit while they were setting up the ring and everything, I got put aside in what room that I was going to be recording all the interviews in, got set up. O'Shea was already there, went and grabbed him. We had that fun episode that you can go back in the archives and check out. I love that episode. It was a fun conversation with O'Shea. So we do all that, and then by the time we're done, and I double check to make sure everything recorded, because last thing I want is to spend all this time on an interview and then something happened. So go grab Cabana Man Dan. And at this point, doors were really close to being open. So I only got about 20 minutes with him. But since then, Cabana Man Dan has debuted at AIW. And hopefully this isn't the last time we see of him in an AIW ring. So let's get into the one they call Cabana Man Dan. And then when we're done, come right back, close out the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex Worldwide Keller coming to you live here for a thrift store. Wait, it's not thrift store driver? Wait a minute. Wrestling who? Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name. I know my name. It's Alex Worldwide Keller, and you're listening to Wrestling Cheers. And I want to tell you all about Wrestling Cheers t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. It's a heck of a shirt because where everybody knows your name, and wrestling is a game, and the game is pain. And pain is what we feel, and what we feel, it's real. Whatamaneuver.net, Wrestling Cheers. Do it up for your boy, Alex Worldwide Keller.
All right, we're back on the podcast, and I'm sitting down with none other than Cabana Man Dan. How's it going, Dan? I am exhausted, and I've eaten Denny's two times in the last 24 hours, and we're here at Sup in Nashville, and I'm ready to kill it.
Denny's twice?
Well, whenever it gets late in Coleman, Alabama, there's not really a lot to eat, so we had breakfast there, and then post-show of New South, we only had one place to go, and that's Eggs Over Miami.
Yeah, that is one of those, like, really dependable 24-hour spots.
Yeah, it is. It was good. You know, it'll fill the belly, and it's, you know, you could always eat Waffle House. Those are everywhere in the South. So Denny's is kind of like a treat.
So like Denny's, Waffle House is. I know it's more South, but I don't know if it's 24 hours. Huddle House.
24 hours as well. Sometimes with live music.
There's a Huddle House around me, and I think they actually close. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I guess. You know, unlike Waffle House, I don't even know why they have locks on the doors, but I guess Huddle House will cater to whatever hours they need to if they're not busy enough. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Huddle House, IHOP too. Mm-hmm. How are they down here?
There's a few IHOPs, and I'm also a big fan of Steak and Shake.
Oh, yeah.
And then Cookout.
See, we don't have Cookout, but it's like, if I get a chance to get it, I'll get it. I've had it before, but... Steak and Shake's another one. I've heard there's places where they don't have, and people are just like, oh my God, I love Steak and Shake, but I don't get to go. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
They're like up where I'm, like Northeast Ohio, they're everywhere.
They're mostly in the bigger cities in Alabama, your Birmingham and Huntsville areas, not around Gadsden, where I reside.
So you're in Alabama. You got Zaxby's.
Yes.
What about, because I don't know, they're spread out, I think, a little bit down there. Whataburger.
A couple. Not around me, though.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
That's one of my favorite, like, I don't say
it's a big Texan thing, isn't it?
Well, that's, like, the home base. I don't want to say, like, it's a southern thing, because it's not really a southern thing. But that's the home in Texas, but there's, like, some, like, sprinkled out, like, Louisiana has a bunch. Mm-hmm. Alabama has a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ride through most towns in Alabama, you're guaranteed to see a Jack's Hamburgers, a Dollar General, and a Mapco.
I noticed Mapcos when I was down here this week. Mm-hmm. Like, being an over-the-road trucker, like, I would, like, gloss over a lot of gas stations because I'm not going to them.
Right.
So, like, when around today, I was like, oh, like, Mapco, okay. Like, I'm noticing this a lot more of that. And I was shocked when I seen it because we have a lot where I'm from, but Speedways.
Okay. Yeah, I see a few of those.
They're rare. Like, when I passed one, I was like, oh, my, like, I didn't expect those to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have Pilots and then like a Quick Trip in Georgia. Yeah. We don't have Wawa's or Sheets, unfortunately, or even 7-Elevens.
That's a big like conversation like among like professional wrestlers. And I think it's great.
Uh-oh.
Like I'm more like I'm not going to ask you.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like that. But to me, I mean, I come from a Sheets area, so I prefer Sheets, but I've not been able to give them a proper... This is what I like over this. There's things that I like at one over the other, but I've just had like hundreds of times where I went to Sheets, but I've been to Wawa a handful.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's not fair to me to compare which one is better.
Right. I haven't had them enough to really choose one or the other. I just know when I see one, it's kind of like an oasis at some long, dreary drive, and it's a good place to refill.
And like the cool thing is they're starting to pop, like, not to say they're starting to pop up more, but they're starting to trend because I feel like they're both well known for their made to order food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people go in for. I've noticed there are some Pilot Flying J's that are starting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Speedway, also another franchise that's starting to do that. I think Quick Trip, I think I've seen some that have, maybe Quick Trip or there was another one I thought that was doing that. And I think that's starting to be the new, like, okay. We can have all this regular food, but if we put a little kitchen and people put stuff together, like more people are going to want to come in for something hot and fresh, not something that's been under heat lamp for the last hour or two.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. That's what I had this morning was an awful heat lamp, spicy chicken biscuit that tastes like a brick. So
yeah. I'm a huge fan of the generic McRibs that you can get at places. And there's like, I think I've gone to some Pilots and the bread is just the dried out... like I'm eating it on a giant crouton,
right?
And it's like, how can this be like that? That's what I don't like. So you don't get that with the made to order food stuff,
right?
And I think that's what people really like about it. If it catches on more and more, I think that's gonna be awesome,
right?
So one thing that I know that you are a huge fan of, and I got recently when I got reminded on Kick Out of Two, and this is, it must be like a prerequisite for a lot of wrestlers, your love for Disney.
Yeah,
going to the parks.
I mean, you know, who doesn't love Disney? But yeah, it's mostly my wife and daughter are big into Disney. I just enjoy it as well. Mm-hmm. We try to go often, especially while the kid is little and the magic is still there, and
yeah,
she enjoys all that. And I like the food and the rides and the whole entertainment experience. I mean, they're the best in the world.
And like, you live in a closer vicinity like than me. Like, right. Like, you're obviously not like a next door neighbor to it. It's still a little bit of a drive, but for me, it's like 12 plus hours, if not more.
It's usually about 7 from Northeast Alabama to the Orlando area.
That's not too bad.
And not bad. And not bad.
What's some of your favorite things about like Disney World?
I just like how everybody's in on it, man. It's like everyone, all the staff, they're there to make sure you have a wonderful time. Everybody is so helpful. And, you know, it's like you're there, your family, and they're there to make memories. And that's what it's all about. Memories and moments. Sounds like a lot like wrestling.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of it. It's even just like I thought about it. It's like it's almost its own version of wrestling, of like certain things being kayfabe and like how that place, even I've never been there. I'm in my 30s and I look at it and I'm starting to go like getting that itch to want to go because mm-hmm. I've learned so much about the parks through YouTube. And I'm like, I would have so much fun at that park, even as an adult. And I think that's one thing that they're able to do. And it's, you don't really appreciate it until you get older to where you can go at 7 and 8 and like really enjoy it. But you can go as you get older and there's going to be little more things that you really, really enjoy about you. Like, you don't have to be a kid.
Right.
And you don't have to be adult too. There's something literally for everyone. And that park is just historic.
Yeah. Especially I'm a nerd and I like Tomorrowland and I like the Hall of Presidents. I think that's kind of, I like the oddball stuff too.
Yeah, the Hall of Presidents, something, because like I like history, I love presidents, and like that, I think like just put into Disney World, like it's not your, like you're not your Dumbo ride. It's not like
it's
not
a good goofy, cool off, especially when it's the summertime. Oh, it's a good place to go in and get some AC.
That's the only thing I'm really worried about is like the heat and everything, because I'm trying to figure out if I were to go when it would be. But literally, like, I've had conversations with my girlfriend and I'm like, I look at stuff about that park and all of a sudden I just start getting sweaty because I'm just picturing myself in the heat walking around for hours and just being like, in the moment you're like somewhat miserable, but obviously you're creating memories that are, you'll, all that stuff is wiped away.
Right. There's a lot of opportunities to get cooled off. Usually in the lines they have fans or little misting stations, so
yeah,
they don't let you fry out there, so they take care of you.
I know, because I think I heard you talk about it too, the Halloween season.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
I didn't even know, like, I should say recently, I did see that, like, obviously they give all the characters, like, Halloween makeovers, and then they bring out,
mm-hmm.
like, Jack Skellington and mm-hmm. Sally and all that kind of stuff. Like, that would be an added, like, fun time to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a special time because you get to see stuff you don't normally see and have different experiences. It's just different seasonal things that, you know, you can only get at that certain part of the year, and it's pretty cool.
Like, what's some of your favorite things you've done at Disney? There's maybe like little moments that you were just like, that like really stick out to you.
Well, I mean, the first time that we went as a family, and it was the first time that my daughter went, we had an appointment for the Cinderella castle to get her princess makeover.
Yeah.
And they just did such a wonderful job, man. And you know, this made my daughter look so magical and awesome. And she was, I think, 4 at the time. And she just looked like a little princess. And, you know, she just walked around the park the rest of the day in a dress and tiara and her hair and makeup, nails. I mean, it was just really cool. That was my favorite because she loved it.
That would be, I think, a memory as a kid that you would cherish.
Right. And the memories are easier now because they have, like, the people taking photos of you, and it's all digital now, and it's just a lot easier to keep up with, so you don't have to worry about film getting developed or anything like that. You just go and scan a badge, and then you get all the print. You get all the photos by the end of the day. So it's pretty cool.
Isn't that like amazing with technology?
Mm-hmm.
Now? Like when we were growing up, at least like my local amusement park, you know, you'd get your picture taken. They're like, "All right, come back at this time, and like we'll have options for you."
Right.
And like maybe one of the things you could get, which I don't see anybody with it now, is like the little keychain where it's like a little, like your picture's in it, and like you put your eye up to it, and
right.
Like it's a way to look at, like, that's something like I don't think I've seen in years. Like, I didn't think about it until you mentioned the photo opportunity. Right. And I was like, oh my God, that's, do they even do that anymore?
I'm sure it exists.
Well, now I know, like, cause it is a digital stuff to where like you can get your picture taken, you can probably order stuff within an hour.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of having to wait for everything to develop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They have it on a science.
How are you when it comes to Disney movies?
They're all good, you know, but for the most part, I like them all. I'm just trying to think. I'm kind of having a brain fart because I'm exhausted, but Toy Story is awesome.
Classic.
Pretty much all the Pixar ones are pretty strong, but now that they're coming out with like the live action movies, they're kind of reinventing the wheel with themselves, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I've enjoyed what they've done so far. Beauty and the Beast was great. It is hard to like look at, like, for example, like the Beast. It's not the same Beast you grew up with, but mm-hmm. they make it a little bit more practical.
Yeah.
And I feel like they added a little bit to the story. Like the thing that I always brought up was like all these servants and everything. Like, how did no one, like, where did they come from? Why doesn't anybody remember them?
Right.
And like they actually explained, like, they all forgot.
Right.
Because of the spell.
Right.
So when they kind of explained, like, yeah, like some people actually had like husbands or wives on the outside. And then when they finally seen each other, like, it all came back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's a little, little bit that they didn't tell before. And right. like, it could be really appreciated.
Right.
What do you think about Lion King?
Oh,
that remake.
Gosh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I mean, it's just, you know, that was part of my childhood as well. And now it's coming back and it's different. And it'll be, I get to take my kid to it. So that's cool.
Yeah. I don't get to experience that aspect. That could be the one thing for a lot of parents to
right.
like. My parents took me when I was little. Now I'm going to take you to like the remake. And like everybody really hates on remakes, but I think Disney, with what they're doing, they haven't had a bad one yet.
No, and they pay good respects to the original product, but then changed it enough and add their own, like they just gloss it up and make it special, yeah.
Because I know I'm looking forward to how the Lion King's pulled off, because that's like of all the Disney movies, that's my favorite. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna judge it, but it's like even Scar, like that
right.
was one of my favorite bad guys that I liked growing up, him and Shredder,
right.
and like even his song Be Prepared,
right.
one of my favorites. And I'm like, are they gonna do some of the same songs? What are they gonna do with Scar? Like, I'm really, really interested. They could tell me the exact same story, but
right.
I think the scenery is what's gonna get it, because I obviously when we were growing up, that opening for Lion King was like was just historic and monumental.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look how beautiful it is. Now we're going to up it.
Yeah.
Like that's supposed to be kind of like the idea of the whole this whole new movie.
Right.
Aladdin also looks good.
Oh gosh, loud noises scare me now. Well, cool. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be good.
So, if you don't mind me talking about it, recently you kind of had an extra job somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Like, I don't know, like what you're allowed to talk about or...
Yeah, we could talk about it. We could talk about it.
So you were on Raw.
Was I?
I
was. It was cool.
That little, because I think I noticed it when you shared it, because I think I was busy and I didn't get to watch Monday night. So when I saw that, I'm like, that's one of those little moments. And I think as an independent wrestling fan, when you see like the extras that you recognize,
mm-hmm.
like that's a cool moment.
That's I see my friend on TV, you know, that's cool.
Like you don't get that. It's like just seeing, like I've seen wrestlers just, they're in the background as someone is walking down
sure.
the hall and you're just like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like?
It was phenomenal. Like I've never done that before. Got invited to do it. It was just a small dream come true to be backstage and see everything, see how things work. The catering is the bomb.
I can imagine.
But that was a breakfast, lunch, dinner type thing, and it was great. Man, they take care of everybody. I felt wanted to be there. It was just very good. Like everybody made us feel very welcome, and it was just a very great place to be. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, I couldn't believe I was there the whole time. So it was cool.
Yeah, that's a truly probably fun experience.
Yeah,
just a spectator behind the scenes, have a little piece.
Yeah.
To just to be a part of that.
Yeah. No, it was anytime I can go back, man, I'll be there. It was a couple of days I'll never forget.
All right. I don't want to wrap this short, but doors are opening. They're opening
right now.
About now. But One thing we do here on this show is we do we end the show with the Fave Five questions.
Okay.
Hey, this is Booker T, five-time champ, and this is the Fave Five questions. Now, can you dig it?
And this is in honor of Booker T, who, when he always had his Fave Five, he had more than five. So there's six questions.
Okay. No, that's fine. We can do six. We got it.
Okay. And these are somewhat random. Like, other people will get questions, other people won't. So we'll start with wings, bone in or out.
Oh, in. If it doesn't have bones in it, it's not a damn wing. Next.
This question is more for like trying to find that one person that says bone out and gives me the reason why it's the greatest ever.
No thanks. I don't even like them anyways. I like bone in all the way. Flats.
Yeah, flats.
Flats. Just, but I won't say no to drumettes either. I like them both. But yeah, I like all sorts of flavors. The crazier, the better.
I was about to say, what's your kind of go with that? Like, what's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor from, I don't know if you're familiar, but Jefferson's is a chain out of Alabama. But my favorite is like, it's called Hot Yaki. It's a spicy teriyaki sauce.
Ooh.
And it's very good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Question number two. This is a rare one. When you sleep at night, do you sleep with the door open or door closed?
Door closed, because we have dogs in the house and they walk around. So the more noise I can muffle out, the better. So I have the door closed and either a fan or a heater on, because I got one dog that just likes to walk around the house all night and you can hear her clicking on the floor. So door closed.
It is crazy. You do find the people that are door open. Some it's by necessity, like Jesse. I think he's door open because of his cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But there's other people that are like, I prefer sleeping with it open, because if someone like breaks in, I could hear it. And I'm like, I don't know, but door's closed.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's still kind of protection.
Yeah. My dogs would wake us up. So
yeah,
that'd be good.
Question number three, bacon or sausage?
Bacon. Bacon.
Goes with that. Crispy or not crispy?
Not crispy.
Okay.
I like limp bacon and over well eggs with my Waffle House, my all-star special. I like limp bacon and hard eggs.
Question number four, because we're here.
Okay.
And even though he's not here, this is the AJ Gray question. If you know anything about AJ Gray, he is the king of hot takes and unpopular opinions.
Uh-oh.
I normally kind of like preface this with people. So just like, hey, like this is going to come, like try to think of something, but you are put on the spot. And I do apologize for that. But do you have any unpopular opinions? Really, I think with him, and it's too, a lot of times I feel like there's a lot of musical unpopular opinions. So if you can think of anything like music wise, because I feel like everybody has something where they're like, for me, for example, unpopular opinion, I think Lil Wayne and Drake, they've been trash forever. They've never been good.
I don't know who those people are. No, I mean, I do, but I'm not familiar. It's like, oh gosh, I don't have any, like, I'm a pretty positive opinion guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what a hot take for me would be. It usually, if I have one, I just keep it to myself. I know AJ's got, he likes to put his opinion out there and he's free to do so. I wish I had an answer for you, but I just, I don't. I'm very positive opinioned about most things. I'm sure as soon as we're done, I'll have one, but yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay. We'll go to the Wilkman question from Kick Out of Two.
Okay.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Never seen it. Sorry.
Oh. Ooh.
So I've got it. I've just never seen it. Sorry.
Okay. You're like me with a lot of movies. There's movies that I own.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't got around to watching it. Like, yep. One, for example, is American Gangster.
Yeah.
I like the premise of it. And then I went to buy it. Well, I bought it. Someone's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like 4 hours long. I'm like, what? Now I don't want to watch it, even though I own it.
Well, all I watch is some sort of professional wrestling every single day, or I watch The Office or Parks and Recreation. That's all I have time for.
no, because I didn't come up with a sixth question, because in the sixth question, I tailored around the guest, but you just said it, and I was about to ask it anyway. So question number six for you, pick one Office episode and why.
Oh,
you don't have to give me the title, but like if there's one that just pops out, and there's so many.
There's so many, and we're currently, I think, in the fourth or fifth season rewatch, like for like the third or fourth, fifth time.
Yeah. The last three seasons, all but the last half, last season, to me, like they lost their magic, and they're definitely trying to get it back.
Right.
Like, I won't knock them. Because, like, the Michael Scott episodes are what great.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's kind of like,
where they kind of lost themselves.
Yeah.
I know a great one. I know it's my wife's favorite. I like it too, but it's what is it called? Is it the house party where they go to Jan and Michael's?
That's
really good.
Such
but and then the best cold opening is the fire alarm.
I'm trying to remember.
Dwight starts a fire and then everybody's going crazy. He's got all the doors locked and they're like throwing a cat, busting out the vending machine. I mean, that's pretty good.
Safe Bandit. I think that was the Super Bowl episode, the one Maybe. They played right after the Super. Like, yeah,
that makes sense now. Yeah.
Oh, that's when The Office was hot. I'm a huge, like, that's one of my top three shows that I will watch endlessly.
Oh yeah,
that How I Met Your Mother and Scrubs.
Okay, heck yeah.
So I hate to cut this short and everything, but any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go?
No, man, just Southeast Wrestling is very, 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 very underrated. There's a lot of untapped ability and talent in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia, and it finally seems that people are noticing it and giving us shots outside of the Southeast. Places like SUP, places like New South, Pro South, Revive, and just all these like really cool, even some of these hole-in-the-wall places are just really good, talented people that aren't part of any like some sort of clique and all that. And we all it's like an island of misfit toys in the Southeast.
Yeah.
And we're really starting to find our way and people are noticing it. That's all I want to plug on that. And if you want to find me on social media, I'm on Instagram at cabana.man.dan. Twitter's at cabanamandan. You can find me on Facebook as well. Hit me up.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 4,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 110 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
And there you have it, Cabana Man Dan. Huge, huge thank you to Cabana Man Dan for taking a little bit of time and sitting down with me. I think a lot was going on, and is why this was so short. We were really close to bell time. He had a very, very busy week, and it was probably right before this, Cabana Man Dan was told he was going to be in the SUP match for independentwrestling.tv's family reunion show. So I think he had that going around in his mind, and still, all that aside, like, thank you, Cabana Man Dan, for agreeing to do the interview, for doing the interview, and being very patient on me releasing this. I've not had a point where, or a moment where I record something and then I don't want to release it. Normally, I will release it one way or another. There's things that, as a podcaster, that I may be not as proud of, but it means I have room for improvement and things I can change going forward. So, hey, that's pretty much it. And huge also thank you once again to everybody down at Southern Ground Pro for hooking me up the way they did. You know, Jesse, Koo, Dom, everybody there. I owe a huge amount of gratitude to, and I mentioned it on the show, and it's something we will continue on, is Wrestling Cheers is going to continue to sponsor Southern Underground Pro shows from here on out. So it helps get the name out of the show, of the Twitter account, and everything, that hopefully we get more people into the podcast and people following on Twitter, or whatever it is. It's just, it helps people know what we have going on here, and it leads them to a little bit more of AIW. So, let's wrap this show up. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. You can find this show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose a desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com, and we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. And please check out our friends on the Training Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Your Vision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcast friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out at 2, The IndieCast, Center Stage, So Bros Network, Big Gold Belt Podcast, Spotlight Series, and I Got Your 5 Stars. check out our other non-podcasting friends such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tab Photo, Powerslam.tv. Use promo code Wrestling Cheers, all one word, and get your first month free. Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Keon Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, and we all dread the flip flop chops. Later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Would you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah!